Blackstone Audio presents Hero in the Highlands by Suzanne Enoch. This book is read by Flora MacDonald. For Monique Patterson, who gave me some very good advice. Sometimes bigger is better.
Prologue. Battle. Hot, bloody, dirty battle. Major Gabriel Forrester loved it. Strategy, bluffs, feints, manoeuvres. Fancy words, but it all came down to who hit harder and who flinched first. And he'd never flinched. Kicking Union Jack in the ribs, he sent the bay careening down the slope. Like everywhere else he'd been in Spain, the land around Salamanca offered little but shrubbery and dust and crumbling, steep-walled gullies. Except for the area directly in front of him, that was. Wellington and Marmont had found the one pleasant valley for 10 miles around in which to slaughter each other. A cannonball whistled over his head, and Gabriel ducked as sparking gunpowder rained down on his face. The Allied forces had set their troops into a vast semicircle around the valley with the intention of enclosing and crushing the French in the middle. A fine sight it would be, no doubt. He was supposed to be up on the hill himself this morning, watching with Wellington and his commanders. The word he'd said to General Wellington in response to that order would likely get him court-martialed later. It didn't matter. If they meant to take him away from battle because someone had pinned the word Major in front of his name, they might as well lock him up.